Okay, let's continue. We're up to page Simon. Tov Kuf. Nun Aleph Ois Tes. Halacha Tef. Sif Katan Tes. It's on page 112. 112. Tes towards the bottom on the left side. Amr Chazal B'tainis Shom. In Masech B'tainis. In Masech B'tainis it says, Hai Bar Yisrael the Islay Dina Bahadi Eini Yehudi L'shtamit Minei Kol Chodesh Kol HaChodesh Durei Mazle B'chol HaChodesh. A person who has a din Torah with a non-Jew should make the best attempt to delay and not show up in court on Chodesh Av, to postpone the din Torah past Chodesh Av, because it's not a good month for the Jews. The mazel of a Jew is not strong. The mazel of a guy is more powerful, and you never know. Here's 113, here's 112, and you never know how that can have an effect on the outcome of the din Torah. This is very much like a lechem ma'aseh, especially when you're paying lawyer's fees. When you have someone paying lawyer's fees, you want to go delay, you want to follow, so that we have a court case where it's going to come out on a certain day, and you tell the lawyer, so I want you to file for an extension, this, that, and us, so it's going to end up costing more money. You have to go pay the lawyer another $10,000. So all these have to be taken into account. It's not necessarily muchad, you have to go delay, it's just if everything else being equal, then, of course, you should delay. But if you have to go incur additional expenses, it's not a halacha you have to do. It might not be worth the cause additional expense or to disrupt your schedule. Let's say you want to go away, you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, so you want to go on vacation. And the only time you can go to court, you could show up in court to resolve an issue, an important issue, is during Chodesh Av. So you have to wait. You have to wait. Maybe in a chanami, it might be kedai, it might be worthy to have it during Chodesh Av, taking the risk that things may not go your way, because it's going to disturb your vacation. It's not a halacha that you have to, that it's usur to go to court during Chodesh Av. It just means that when you have no, when everything else being equal, then you're allowed to delay. Next, so Mila Shibur Chodesh Av Tesba of Noigim Shamoil Babal Brishu Hasanik of Yaben Loishim Big Shabbos. The meaning is, you go to a bris during the 9 days. They wear big the Shabbos. Aval Shari Bal Hakibudim Afilu Hakvater. Ein loivshim big day Shabbos. A very interesting halacha. That what he says over here is an indication, very fascinating, is that what you should normally do. Normally, when you go to a bris, it really is appropriate to wear big day Shabbos. Unfortunately, people are very, 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 very lax in this. When you go to a wedding, you get dressed up in big day Shabbos, right? Who would go to a wedding in sneakers? If you're a guest at a wedding, no one's going to show up in sneakers. You're going to go to a wedding in big day Shabbos. So you go to what? Okay, the bride wears sneakers, but besides the bride, when you go to a wedding, you show up in Big Day Shabbos. When you go to a bris, why is it any different? A bris, adarab, it's even a bigger simcha. A person is being entered into the kanfei shechina. It's a very, very big simcha, and if a person can, it's appropriate to come to a bris dressed in Big Day Shabbos. Certainly, if they tell you what he says over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, and you're getting a kibbut, you're going to be, forget about the sande, you're going to be the kvata, or you're going to have a kriya sashem, amida l'kriya, sande, all the many, many kibbutim you can get out of the bris. You can actually invent kibbutim out of bris, if you so wish. Okay? Hagosha, everyone, you know, it's not just one kvata. That's how they used to do. They used to give a kibudim. You do the kvata, and then when the kvata comes, they mechabed mit hagosha. What's a hagosha? To come close. The kvata hand like the football. You hand off from the kvata to the next person, and he takes one step closer to the kisa shel Eliyo. Another one. Another hagosha. I have a tape, a cassette from my brother's bris. And the moel was Zimmerman. Yeah. And Zimmerman was all of HaShalom, Zechel Levrocha. And he was the old Zimmerman, the Zokain. And he was younger in those days. Okay? He was younger in those days. And wow, and I was listening to him. He was, you probably remember much better than me, and he was wild.
Right.
He was wild. And he, on this cassette, it's fascinating to listen to this cassette, the bracha, it's like the mamash, a different world. I feel like I'm going into a different world. And you hear him giving out the kibbudim. And he says, rattles off people's names so quickly. And then I kept on hearing, and I said, this is the first time I heard this called Hagosha. You know, I used to daven Chaim Berlin every day, and Chaim Berlin have a bris like at least once a week. I never heard different minions, different balabatim's minions. Not the same. And Zimmerman also used to be. I remember he used to do a lot of bris in there. I never heard this Hagosha. Yeah, Kisa Shel Eliyahu. The basic kibbutzim. The basic kibbutzim. What in the world is this? Hagosha. I never heard this. So I asked my father, Zichron Levracha, what's this Hagosha? He says, you don't know? This is how we used to do bris. By a bris, you used to have a kibbut, this mechabe, people with a Hagosha. It's an extension of the kavata. In any event, we take out of this Aruch HaShulchan something very powerful, that when you go to a bris milah, l'chatchila, you should wear Big Day Shabbos. At the very least, if you're getting a kibbutz, you should wear Big Day Shabbos. The only exception is the 9 days. The 9 days, only 3 people should wear Big Day Shabbos, the Moel, the Yaben, and the Sandik, but everyone else should wear Big Day Chol, afilu ha-kavata, should bedafka wear Big Day Chol because of the avelus of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how far it goes. What? So I guess you have to inquire. Maybe that's, you don't want to inquire. It's an insult. So you whatever. So then you play dumb. You don't want to make the Shabbos. Ain life should make the Shabbos. Achanoshim. He writes here, Noihagos, Lilboy Shalafish, they wear Big Day Shabbos no matter what, Lafish, Zo Iker Mitzvah Shalohen, Bamash Shalavshois, Begodim, Yukodim, Lechvoid Hamila. Very fasting. And Noshim, when it comes to a bris mila, look what he says over here. You don't know if you're saying very pastel. This is their Iker Mitzvah. He writes those words, Shezehu Iker Mitzvah Shalohen, that the woman comes to a bris mila the whole year round, she should come dressed in Big Day Shabbos. Wow. It says, that's what it says. How do you understand this? Lefi she'ikor mitzvah shelohen b'bamo sheloiv shois b'godim yukodim l'chvoid hamila. The Magen Avraham says, by a bris mila, a mordik chiddush he learned over here, and a whole year round, the ikor mitzvah of an isha, when she comes to a bris mila, is that she should be wearing big day, b'godim yukorim. What?
She can't do anything else then.
I guess she helped the baby. She can be a shifra and pua. A shifra and pua. Poo-poo the baby. Okay, yeah.
Is this the whole chodesh of?
No, only the 9 days. He writes in the beginning, May Rosh Chodesh ad Tisha B'av, the third line. The third line is only the 9 days. After that, then you go back. Ois Yud, Ka Asar Rebbeinu HaRamah B'Sif Aleph. The Afilu B'Shabbos Shel Chazoin, Ein Machlifin Big Day Shabbos. So we don't do this. Rak, Hakesoynos levad. Only thing we change is the kesoynos, which is the. What's the kesoynos? What the pants? What's the kesoynos?
No, the
shirt. What's the kesoynos? The shirt. Rak hakesoynos levad. He writes that on Shabbos Chazoin, the Aruch HaShulchan is you wear Big Day Chol. You come to shul the same way you come to shul during the week. Okay, you come in a nice colored shirt. You come in jeans, dungarees on Shabbos.
Yeah.
On Shabbos, what are you talking about? In this neighborhood, Baruch Shem, a very big zuchus. There's a very big zuchus, in this neighborhood. There's the people of Mahader. They wear on Shabbos, Big Day Shabbos. It's a wonderful thing. This don't take it for granted. It's a very, very big covered kavod Shabbos and flapush is a very, very big kiddush Hashem. People come dressed to shul, Big Day Shabbos. It's very bakavadik. It's a very beautiful thing. It's not something to take lightly. So it says here that in ancient times when it came Shabbos Chazoin, you wear your Big Day Chol. The only thing you change to kesoin is, I guess, a shirt. Umotar afilu chal tisha ba b'Shabbos, even when levad umotar afilu chal tisha ba b'Shabbos, and that is what is permitted, even when tisha ba is chal b'Shabbos. A machlif in Big Day, all the way around. I'm sorry. Kosmi Rama Bishavishav Dafil Bishabbos Shel Chazoin, Ein Machlif in Big Day Shabbos. I'm sorry, all the way around. Made a big mistake. I'm thinking about, so I'm getting confused. Let me take a step back. Embroiders, if I'm not mistaken, they wear Big Day Chol. They do this. Aruch HaShulchan is saying that's not what we do. That's not our minug. Our minug is, in Echanami, we do wear Big Day Shabbos. Okay, look, I made a mistake, all the way around. Ya'afilu b'Shabbos shel chazon ein machlifin big day Shabbos. You don't take away the big day Shabbos. You do wear your big day Shabbos. The only thing that you don't change is the shirt. So I guess that means maybe it means that there is one garment which is not so noticeable. It's not so noticeable. So therefore, just to as a reminder for yourself that it's still the 9 days, you should wear a weekday shirt. Obviously, doesn't mean that you should go wear a polo shirt on Shabbat. It means that you wear a shirt that's not the same standards you normally would wear on Shabbos.
Maybe because a suit you wear from pressing, from cleaning a couple of times. A shirt you usually don't
You don't wear. Press. It depends. Okay, it doesn't mean just wear one garment, one item. One item should not be 100% as a reminder. But generally, you should wear your big day Shabbos. Right? Say mutul afil chal tishra b'Shabbos. Even if it's mamish tishra b'bo b'yom, if it's a nitcha. If Tish above, it's the ninth day of Av is on Shabbos, and you were going to fast, it's a Nidcha, so you would think that since today is Mamish Tish above, I should not wear my big day Shabbos. No. If today is Shabbos, you wear your big day Shabbos. This, v'hamachmer b'zeh, ein ela toye. Anyone that's machmer on this is a toye. The kasoynes ein ela nehazeya. Anyone that's machmer on this is making a mistake, or is creating one. The kasoynes ein elam in the Isaiah. It's our person. The kasoynes is not as significant. It's only to absorb the sweat. Maybe he means you're an undershirt. I think what he refers to as a kasoynes now we refer to as a kasoynes. So therefore, you can wear the kasoynes shel choil, but all the other garments should be shel shabbos, and that indeed is the minig among us. You don't see people on Shabbos Chazoin wearing big day chol. Everyone wears big day, full-fledged big day Shabbos with no limitation. That's our custom. Like I told you.
I know some people don't wear a tie.
They don't wear a tie, yeah.
I saw some people. I asked them.
Yeah. Shabbos Chazoin. Tie. Interesting. There is I know that a lot of people are very upset. Rabbanim are very upset. People have become, over the last couple of years, have become very lax in wearing a tie. Mincha.
Yeah,
they come to shul mincha mai without a tie.
Why?
So what? Years ago people did. There's like a new trend.
Why?
And Rabbanim are very upset.
Yes.
They find that it's a zilzil in Kavod Shabbos. If you're wearing a tie
right.
Friday night and Shabbos morning, it's Shabbos is not over. Shabbos mincha, in fact, Rava D'Rava.
Right.
Rava D'Rava is the most intense. It's the most intense time of Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos does not diminish as the day goes on. So you're not doing yourself a favor, and you're certainly setting a trend among the tzibur to come to Shul Mincha without a tie. Shabbos is Shabbos.
You didn't come on a Tuesday morning without it.
On a Tuesday, yeah, that's what it was.
That's right.
Wow.
Even the young kids, you didn't come.
Yes. Well, you have to translate that word. You always translate for me everything.
They had thing of Kanarik. One of our cousins learned up in where Kanarik Yeshiva.
Where's Kanarik? Yeah.
No,
He's still.
But you feel allowed to tell the story?
The Rashiva sent him back to get his necktie.
Which Rashiva? Which Rashiva?
Kanarik, I believe.
Yeah.
Without the mean, whatever, the Aranti came in on a necktie. Especially if you wear it Friday night. Shabbos is almost over.
Rava Drava, the end of Shabbos has more Kiddusha than the beginning of Shabbos.
I came to his work wearing a blue shirt, kicked him out. He said, go home, put
up. With a white tie. Oh.
Rava Drava, let's go further. The next halacha. Avil, Parshin Pereicha Shal Shabbos, Imloy She'ira Shabbos with Tisha B'Av. We spread the Parecha Shal Shabbos, Im Loish Shir Shabbos Tishva V'Nitcha V'Odoz in person Gam Parecha Shal Shabbos. Now, what is the Paroches? Okay, now, I'm not sure if it's referring to the Paroches in the I'm not sure if referring to the Paroches in the Beis HaKnesses, or referring to a Paroches in the home, the curtain, but it seemed maybe possibly in the Beis HaKnesses. This is something which we don't appreciate in our generation anymore, that they used to have a different Paroches
every week,
for Shabbos and Chol, certainly. But even they had for every week, every event, like there are some shuls that still do so. Rabbi Shur, Avraham Shur, he has a special pareches for Chanukah, a special pareches for the Dalid, the the four Shabbosos, Dala Parshos, Pesach, Shavuos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Yom Noraim. It could be even for Sukkot. That's a very nice thing. You have
sounds like a money maker.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure possibly, but it's a Hasidish thing to do. Ad kidei kach. And this, I was shocked to see. This is really shocking. You're not going to believe this. You go to Emunas Yisrael in Borough Park. It's a big, beautiful shul. The Moonies, they call them the Moonies in Borough Park on 16th Avenue and 42nd Street. Led by the Rav Israel, Rabbi Moshe Wolfson Shlita, the Mashkiach of Torah Vadas. So in his, what do you mean former?
Still Mashkiach.
And they have tracks. They have maybe even three tracks. And they change the paroches from Shachris to Musaf. On Yom Tif.
Wow.
On Yom Tif. So Shachris, I once davened there for a reason on Hashana Rabbah. On Hashana Rabbah. And I saw the paroches. And then by Musaf, I looked up and said, what? How did the parochas change from Shachris to Musaf? Why would they do that? How did this happen? Is my mind playing games with me? I'm davening a Shachris, this beautiful, beautiful parochas. And then Musaf, I see a different beautiful parochas. What? Am I losing my mind? And then I learned is that by Hasidim, this is a very, very big thing. It's a very big thing to change the paroiches reflecting the theme of the day or the theme of the moment. And the Aroin in Emunas Yisrael has multiple tracks. So you just slide in. So when you're using this paroiches, and then they just move it, they just push it, and then it comes out on another track, a different paroiches. Ad kedei kach, that's how far it goes. So it's very, over here he alludes to that. And look, you find in the Gemara, says that they made twice a year, the Noshim, they made twice a year, or once a year, they made a new paroiches for the Beis HaMikdash. So every year, could be comes from that. It's a Gemara, Tamid or Yoma, I don't remember where it is. Every year, they it was competition, they would fashion for the Beis HaMikdash, the paroiches, that's mavel between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim on new paroiches. And seemingly it had a design. I would imagine it wasn't just, it was embroidery.
The
old paroiches, they retired it. I don't know. They retired, I don't know what they did. So they Geniza. Right? Who knows? What? Maybe it's in the Vatican. What? No. That was only the Big Kahuna. That was only the Big Day Kahuna. Maybe in the Vatican they have a parochas. If they had so many parochas and they made it multiple every, it was a big thing to keep on ready the parochas, so it could be very good. Look, even for the mantle and the Sefer Torah, I don't remember the young Israelis, they used to have people like don't even have sets for the young, for Shalosh Regalim, you have a mantle. Look, you do for Yom Narom, you have a white and you have the colored one. But even for the Moadim, the same way you have for Rosh Hashanah. So some shuls, they are very wealthy, the people who want to give a lot of money, they have a special mantle for the Sefer Torah, miyuchid for the Shalosh Regalim. The white for Yom Narom. Okay, so over here he writes over here, what do you do on Tisha B'Av during the 9 days? If you have a Beis HaKnesses, where you have a special paroches, I think that's what he's saying. It could be I'm wrong, but I think that's what he's saying over here. Maybe he's referring to a paroches in the house. But let's say you have in the Beis HaKnesses a special paroches for Shabbos. During the weekday, you have this paroches. Shabbos, you put on the Shabbos in this shul. Beautiful, they put on tablecloths, okay? They put on top of this thing, they put on these very beautiful, expensive tablecloths. So the same way you put on the table a tablecloth, what's so far-fetched? You should have a special paroches on the Aron Kodesh for Shabbos. So do you do this on during the 9 days? So he writes over here, parshim, you do parsin paroches shel Shabbos imlo she'ira Shabbos b'tisha b'av. So he says, v'nitcha da'oz ein parshim, so gam paroches shel Shabbos. Unbelievable. So he says that when Tisha B'Av Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbos, then Ein Hachinami, he writes his minig was, they kept on the weekday paroiches on the Aron HaKodesh. You come dressed in your suit. You come in your Big Day Shabbos. But in the Beis HaKnesses, what?
Don't they take it off all together?
No,
that's on Tisha B'Av itself. That's Tisha B'Av itself. But we're talking about on the Shabbos Chazoin. On Shabbos Chazon, do they change the Parochas to the Shabbos Tikka Parochas? The answer is yes, except when it's Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, then they do not.
Like Avelis B'Fra Hesher?
No, not necessarily. Why? Not necessarily. Avelis B'Fra Hesher is you do a Maisa. There are two different dealings about Avelis. It's doing things, and then there is just not being positive. So to sit on low on the ground, you're doing a ma'isa avelus. But to go to get an aliyah, so that is something you are knowing, unless the person is the rough, you know, whoever gets the aliyah every single week, every single Shabbos. But an avel generally during the avelus, the 7 days of avelus, does not get an aliyah. Why? It's not appropriate. Oh, but there's no avelus on Shabbos. Avelus means you just don't do things that are din avelus. You don't
that's
sit.
That's not noticeable.
What?
He doesn't get an aliyah. It's not really noticeable.
Right. So, but why can he lechatchila get an aliyah? The Teretz is because getting an aliyah is something that's simcha, and you're doing something which goes against the grain of avelus. You do something positive. So, leaving the parochas you have during the week on the Aron HaKodesh, there's nothing wrong. You can't say that you noig avelus by using that parochas. There's nothing wrong with that parochas, but to be mahader and to put on an extra special Shabbos tikkun parochas, that's already going an extra step. That he says should not be done during the 9 days. I don't know of any shul that has a special parochas for Shabbos. New thing, new idea, new chumrah. Rav Meir, he's going to lead the way. He's going to take out all the ads in the newspaper. He's going to lead the way. He's collecting all the new chumras, right? No. Next, v'hamapos v'hamichsois dinim kiparoiches. When it comes to mapos and michsois, I guess that includes tablecloths, right? Tablecloths and chairs, special chairs, dinim kiparoiches. So it says over there, shetish vav shechalias b'shabbos, you should not put tablecloths on the table. That's what he seems to say. I think shuls do. They do put tablecloths on the table, even when it's shechalias b'shabbos. V'rak mi sheyesh lo nisun b'shabbos nachamu.
Yeah, but
they said
there are two parochas, right? One behind the other?
It was a double parochas.
Right.
It was a double parochas. So they changed them both? I don't know. No
so
one went inside.
That's where Wolfson got his idea from.
Wolfson?
Rav Wolfson.
Or Rav Wolfson. It's not his idea. This is a popular idea among all Hasidim. I don't know, you don't see them doing it today because maybe they can't afford. You know how much it costs to buy a parochas today? $5,000-$10,000. They don't have the luxury of having that kind of money. But some shuls, they do. I told you, I'm sure he has a whole set. A whole set. Very, they're also very interesting. Here also, they also
have.
This is not a Chassidus Shtibel here, and yet they still have it.
Because they have money. That's the money.
Further, now he writes over here about an Ofrof, or Ofrof, however you want to pronounce it, Shabbos Chazoin. Who's getting married? V'rak mi sheyesh lo nisuim b'Shabbos Nachem. Okay, he's writing over here that those days, when do they get married? They got married on Shabbos. So when is this fellow getting married? He's getting married the following Shabbos. So when is the Ofrof? When is the Ofrof then? The Ofrof is going to be Shabbos Chazoin. Am I allowed to come to shul in my Shabbos best for my Ofrof? On Shabbos Chazoin. And what about that? I want the shul to look nice. I want the shul to have nice tablecloths. I want the shul to have a nice chairs, put a nice Shabbos Parochas. So he writes, that is the exception. Barak Misha Yeshay Nisuin B'Shabbos Nachmu Mutal Lubash Shpig De Shabbos B'Shabbos Chazoin Aval Begodim Chadoshim Osra Afilu L'Chosan. So, but new clothing is Osir. You can do whatever you want. That is Osir L'Chosin. V'gam Avi Achosin Yerocha Lulva Shpig De Ilyoin Shal Shabbos V'chavad Achosin V'chin Osir Maharil. So when it comes to an Ofrof, the restrictions are even more relaxed for the family, but still not to wear new. Don't wear anything that's brand new. Even that is not going to be lifted when it comes to Shabbos Chazoin. Bar Mitzvah? Ooh, good question. It doesn't say anything about a Bar Mitzvah. I guess the bar mitzvah is not the same simcha, l'chor or not. In halacha, you find the bar mitzvah does not equal the simcha of a nesun. Nesun is in a category by itself, but not when it comes to a bar mitzvah. V'da, she'etzleinu yesh shnayim gimel doro she'einu hagim kiminik hazeh b'shabbos chazon avalev shem kol b'gdei shabbos. It is our custom, we don't follow restrictions. Like he said, the kesoines. We don't follow this. the last 2-3 generations, it's common that there are zero restrictions with regard to Shabbos Chazoin. Ugidoyle hador shohoyu os and higu kein ba'amam, they adraba, they went out of the way to say no restriction Shabbos Chazoin. Ba'am shazel kimarim avelus b'Shabbos b'farhesya. Wearing any big dechol, even the kesoines, even putting on a shirt that's not Shabbos tikkus, you're showing avelus b'farhesya. L'chadif afilu b'Shabbos shachal boi tishabov. V'nitche onu loyvishim big dechol mitam zelchim b'yemenu elu kimat nishka chadovish in loyvishim big dechol b'Shabbos Chazoin. You don't see it. I told you, embroiderers, Washington Heights, they do it. They don't wear big day Shabbos. They don't wear, as far as I've been told, they wear big day choil or some big day choil. I don't know. You have to find exactly what they do. I heard the Brewers community is very, very small there now. It's the whole the people, even the people who daven there, they're not really Brewers anymore. They're just from the community. So. You can't even, the actual minog, the old minog is like becoming very, very weak. So, but anybody says this minog is already forgotten, and now the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand why. Let's go back to the olden days. Let's wear big dechol, he seems to say. So therefore he says, the davar tumah, why should we forget what tumah? Etz the davar zeh da'atu kadmaneinu lo yadu zeh. Our predecessors, they didn't know that it's mare avelus b'farhesya. How could it be that it's forgotten the minuk? I'll tell you the real answer. In the olden days, there was very, very little difference what you look like on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In the best situation, or you wore shmatas every whatever you wore. You wore the same thing during the week of the Shabbos. The difference was so small. Simamela, since anyway, there's such a small difference when you did Shabbos and on Shabbos and Chol. Simamela, on the 9 days, you wear your big day Chol. Because the truth is, no one can tell the difference anyway. But b'zman hazeh, where there's a major difference between what you look like on Shabbos and Yom, so then mamish becomes avelus b'farhesya if you're going to wear your big day chol. Ma'ashenkein zeh kama doyois mikoidem shebeshabbos hoisa tmuna acheres legamri. Person looks totally different. Lehabegodim bein ani bein oshu k'mob shebechol hoyunoisim koivah shel klapin. They would wear a certain type of hat. I don't know what kind of hat this is. Uve Shabbos. Oh, Mr. Axelrod, he went out of this room over here. He missed the fun. Strimel, they wear on Shabbos the strimel. V'chein shari begodim choyinika l'chol l'ze begay chol k'mo goy kityanu. These things are v'ze begay Shabbos k'mo shol meshi l'oshi meshi pasha l'ani l'fichach hinhigu hagadolim sholinag minag ze b'nei shahefer shnika harbi v'havi kevilus b'Shabbos. Chanani oimer b'dibazmanenu ze shal pi b'hudas ha-malchus kevar chlivu t'munas ha-begodim b'Shabbos v'chol t'muna achas l'ren. So therefore he wants to say a following chetzer ha-shulchan, since it was about his time, it went back to the old ways. The Aruch HaShulchan says that since people everywhere, they wear suits the whole week. And Shabbos, again, there is no difference in where he lived between Shabbos and Chol. Therefore, we should go back to the old minigan. On Shabbos, we should wear, 9 days, we should wear the weekday. Aval hefesh bein zol yoyker vaday nochon l'kayim minig hakadmoinim. That's what he says. So therefore, the basic rule of thumb, he wants to go give is that what you wear during the weekend on Shabbos is almost the same thing. Then on the 9 days, you should wear your weekday suit. But if the difference between what you wear on Shabbos and Chol is a different world, on Shabbos you wear a suit, on the weekday you wear jeans, polo shirts, then, of course, it's avelus b'farhesya if you're going to walk into shul in your big day Chol. You know, there's a certain Rosh Hashiva, and during the weekday he wore a frack, and on Shabbos he wore a regular suit. Normally it's the other way around, right? Normally during the week you wear a suit, and on Shabbos you wear the frack. So people said, Nilsa de Tzmiya. So he says, my frock, that's big day malacha. That's my costume I wear when I go to yeshiva, so I have to wear for the Talmidim that the Rebbe has to wear a frock so people should know who the Rebbe is. But now I'm out of yeshiva, Shabbos, I have vacation, so I come over here, so on Shabbos I wear a regular suit. I don't have to wear I don't have to wear a frack. Halacha Yudbeis, Shavua Shechal Tishba B'Tbisoy Chasum L'Saper L'Chabes. Now we discuss Shavua Shechal Boy. So you're not allowed to take L'Saper, you're not allowed to take a haircut, which implies that until this point of time you could take a haircut. Is that interesting? And until Shavua Shechal Boy Me'ikar Hadin, you can take a haircut. U'L'Chabes, you're not allowed to bathe. Afilu ain't a right to clean your clothing. Laundering. Ulchabes, afilu ain't a right to love show ato, even if you don't want to wear the garment now, elanich liachar tishabov, it's oster. You're not allowed to do the laundry in preparation for after tishabov. People always ask that question, why? I'm not gonna wear it, so let me just wash the laundry now to be prepared for after tishabov. It's forbidden. The exception is if you need that garment for lechavod Shabbos, you are allowed to launder that garment. Things that have been freshly laundered from before the 9 days, you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered garments or to spread out on your bed linen that has been freshly laundered during the 9 days, even if it's been prepared before the 9 days. V'afilu mitbachos
Shavua
Shechalba. Shavua Shechalba. V'afilu, so we start out, V'afilu mitbachos hayodayim, even hand towels. V'ashulchan, and towels that are used at the table, the real napkins, v'ashulchan, aser, period. The nearer lead, l'chvoit Shabbos gam zemuter. Kolaymar da'onoy hagim kol advar malolu mirash chodesh, as long as it's laundered in advance. Fine. And then, da'onoy hagim kol advar malolu mirash chodesh, l'chindifo l'chvoit Shabbos mutl b'kesoynes and mitpachoyis v'chuyayitz v'chem, you're allowed to, the towels and the garments that are freshly laundered can be worn on Shabbos. But not during, our minig is to do all of these things from the beginning of the 9 days, even though me'ikar hadin, these prohibitions kick in the Shavua Shechalvoy, which right away opens up a whole opening of heter, of leniency. When a person is push comes to shove, when a person has nothing else what to wear, and he's in a very difficult situation, there's more ground to be lenient during the 9 days until Shavua Shechalvoy, because Me'ikar Hadin, the prohibition begins Shavua Shechalvoy, so this you get a lot, because Shavua Shechalvoy is only going to be Sunday, Monday. Whereas you have the whole week, the week before Rosh Chodesh is when Monday. So even though you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have a whole week, so there are grounds for leniency because it's not yet Shavua Shechalbo. Yet our minig is during Shavua Shechalbo we do not take haircuts. That's already Ikar Hadin, and we do not launder clothing. Gil Gimel Vadat, the Medina, the Gemara B'Tainis. According to Mishal Tainus, Chodi Yosel L'Chal Chabes Inel Kibush Shalochem Me'ikar Hadin, laundering really is not so similar. It's awesome because you have to only launder like the way they did it. Shakibusam Hoyetzach V'Yofe, their kibus was beautiful. It made the garments glitter and was beautiful. V'Loy Kibush Shalonu, our garment. What do we do when you go dry cleaning? They don't really do very much. They shrink it. They take your money and they shrink it. You saw what goes on behind the scenes. You would say, for this, I'd pay $7, $8. More by now, it's $9. Depends when you go. For this, I have to pay $8, $9? This? I could do this myself. You'd be shocked. It takes them 10 seconds to do. They don't even do very much. And they just shrink, they ruin the clothing. So, v'loy kibos shalonu, shalonu, ein isarak kibos im gihutz. Giyutz means pressing. They have to press. Not the way we press it today. The pressing over there means it was a big process. You let it sit in the press for a whole day, for a whole week. Today they press it in less than a second. They put it in a machine. The machine presses, you can blink. V'hainu, shema'avidim al habagodim even cholok, a very smooth stone, lachalikoy, to smooth it out. Klipishton, gam giyutz mutter. Linen, giyutz is also mutter, because giyutz pressing doesn't do anything for it. V'kachamu, the kol klay, the sham, the whole thing doesn't even exist. The harayin kikibush shalonu, it's like our kibush, with mutter and its mutter. V'atam lufi shahin kurevim lebasar, since linen, it's clothing, they put them on your flesh, umismalim zeya, tamid, the ain chayshim legihutsun yafa, we're not concerned about the pressing. Vzesh, what?
We don't press them well. But we don't do well.
This that it's mutter is only to food after Tisha B'Av. Avul asal love shal b'shavua shachal Tisha B'Av. L'diyos b'soch. But you're not allowed. That you're not allowed to wear. So he's going to be giving you heter. Now when it comes to cleaning. So meikar hadin, since our cleaning is not the real thing, meikar hadin, you are allowed to clean, to do the laundry during shavua shachal boy. The only thing you can't do is to wear it, but you can do the laundry. But avol asa lav shay b'shavua shachal teshuvah liyos usoch v'zeu medina din the gemara sham halacha lemaisa u'machmer. Okay, even though we're saying that our kibbutz is not the real thing and our giyutz is not the real thing, everyone is machmer. What can I tell you? That's what it says in all the books. Everyone is machmer. We do not do laundry during the 9 days. We do not do laundry, that's the way it is. What about undergarments? Underwear, undershirts? So that there is much more grounds for leniency. That's not a beged choshev, that's for sweat. So when it comes to underwear, undershirts, lechatchila, no. B'diaved, yes. That's all what it comes down to. If you really need it, you're really hard-pressed, you don't have enough undergarments, so that is something where poskim are much more lean. It's again, it's not a lechatchila, it's only a b'diaved. We have to really go through. I want to go maybe more practical. Once we did it last year, I have the art school book. They have an art, very good book from my Simcha Bunim Kohn, The Laws of the 3 Weeks, and all of the Dalet Taniyos, and he goes through all of these things according to the Psak of Rav Moshe and other contemporary Gedolei Hadar relating to the Shilas of our generation. So maybe Bli Neder will go, we'll spend time. I also have another very, very good Sefer. We use it already for Shavuos. It's packed, all the modern Shilas, Nageya, the 3 weeks, and Tisha B'Av. Hopefully we'll start doing that soon. Yudal, one more halacha. Maybe we should really stop here because I want to tell you a lot of good stuff today, so let's maybe stop over here. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
Go ahead.
You missed the strimal, you walked out.